Agriculture, iron, and the Bantu people. There is evidence of agriculture in Africa prior to 3000 BC. It may have developed independently, but many scholars believe that the spread of agriculture and iron throughout Africa linked it to the major centers of the Near East and the Mediterranean world. The drying up of what is now the Sahara Desert had pushed many peoples to the south into sub-Sahara Africa. These peoples settled at first in scattered hunting and gathering bands, although in some places near lakes and rivers, people who fished with a more secure food supply lived in larger population concentrations. Agriculture seems to have reached these people from the Near East. Since the first domesticated crops were millets and sorghums, whose origins are not African but West Asian. Once the idea of planting diffused, Africans began to develop their own crops, such as certain varieties of rice, and they demonstrated a continued receptiveness to new imports. The proposed areas of the domestication of African crops lie in a band that extends from Ethiopia across southern Sudan to West Africa. Subsequently, other crops such as bananas were introduced from Southeast Asia. Livestock also came from outside Africa. Cattle were introduced from Asia, as probably were domestic sheep and goats. Horses were apparently introduced by the Hyksos, invaders of Egypt, 1780 to 1560 BC, and then spread across the Sudan to West Africa. Rock paintings in the Sahara indicate that horses and chariots were used to traverse the desert and that by 300 to 200 BC, there were trade routes across the Sahara. Horses were adopted by peoples of the West African savanna, and later their powerful cavalry forces allowed them to carve out large empires. Finally, the camel was introduced around the 1st century AD. This was an important innovation because the camel's abilities to thrive in harsh desert conditions and to carry large loads cheaply made it an effective and efficient means of transportation. The camel transformed the desert from a barrier into a still difficult but more accessible route of trade and communication. Iron came from West Asia, although its routes of diffusion were somewhat different than those of agriculture. Most of Africa presents a curious case in which societies moved directly from the technology of stone to iron without passing through the intermediate stage of copper or bronze metallurgy, although some early copper working sites have been found in West Africa. Knowledge of iron making penetrated into the forest and savannas of West Africa at roughly the same time that iron making was reaching Europe. Evidence of iron making has been found in Nigeria, Ghana, and Mali. This technological shift caused profound changes in the complexity of African societies. Iron represented power. In West Africa, the blacksmith who made tools and weapons had an important place in society, often with special religious powers and functions. Iron hoes, which made the land more productive, and iron weapons, which made the warriors more powerful, had symbolic meaning in a number of West Africa societies. Those who knew the secrets of making iron gained ritual and sometimes political power. Unlike in the Americas, where metallurgy was a very late and limited development, Africans had iron from a relatively early date, developing ingenious furnaces to produce the high heat needed for production and to control the amount of air that reached the carbon and iron ore necessary for making iron. Much of Africa moved right into the Iron Age, taking the basic technology and adapting it to local conditions and resources. The diffusion of agriculture and later of iron was accompanied by a great movement of people who may have carried these innovations. These people probably originated in the eastern Nigeria. The migration may have been set in motion by an increase in population caused by a movement of peoples fleeing the desiccation or drying up of the Sahara. They spoke a language, Proto-Bantu. Bantu means the people, which is the parent town of a language of a larger number of Bantu languages still spoken throughout sub-Sahara Africa. Why and how these people spread out into Central and Southern Africa remains a mystery. But archaeologists believe that their iron weapons allowed them to conquer their hunting-gathering opponents, who still use stone implements. Still, the process is uncertain, and the peaceful migration, or simply rapid demographic growth, may have also caused the Bantu explosion.